My name is Doreen. I am the heart and soul behind Knapp Creative, and we are here to help you uncomplicate your marketing. So maybe you feel like you're constantly hustling and doing all the things that you need to do to get the word out there about your business, but you're not really seeing the results that you want to see. You know, you've been told that you need to show up on Instagram really consistently, so you've been putting a lot of effort into that, or maybe you've been working really hard to send out a weekly blog post or newsletter, podcast, you name it, right? And despite doing all of the marketing things that you've been told that you should be doing, the results just aren't showing up. So very, very common problem to have, and definitely you're not alone. That being said, we are here to help you and, you know, turn this around. So the reason that a lot of that happens is because a lot of the messaging that's out there right now, or always, is based on the tactics that you can use for your marketing and not really on a foundational strategy that you put behind it. So it's all about, you know, hashtags and reels and doing the next greatest platform and the newest greatest thing, but it's not really telling you why you should be doing it, or, you know, there's not really a lot of reasoning behind it. You don't have the foundation in place. So very easy to get distracted, very easy to feel like you should be doing all the things and, you know, put a lot of effort and time into doing all the things and then not seeing anything on the other side. So that just sucks. We don't want to do that. So we're going to talk about building a really solid foundation so that you have a good starting point, and then, you know, the tactics that you are going to be implementing are actually going to be getting you traction in your business, which is exactly what we want. So step one, I will say, in your marketing, this is more important than, this is 90% of the job right here, is to have a really great product and client experience. Like, that is going to get you referrals, that's going to get you repeat business, that's going to get you, like, that's marketing done for itself, right? So you can market till you're blue in the face, but if you don't have a great product on the other side and a great client experience on the other side, you're not going to get very far. So we've also done marketing for companies where we know that it's kind of not ideal on the other side, and that's just a sucky feeling. Like, we've ended up actually terminating those relationships because it doesn't feel good to market something that's not being delivered on the other side. So have a great product, have a great client experience. Those are two most important things. Then we're going to dig a little bit more into the foundational strategy as well. So this is kind of the stuff that you think of when you think of marketing, right? So your strategy, this is called the Story Brand Script. You can see on here, it's Donald Miller, Marketing Made Simple, 10 out of 10. I recommend literally everything that he puts out is gold. So definitely go check that out if you haven't already. But this is your brand script. And this is really important to have, you know, in place. He's got also some resources on his website that you can actually fill this in. He's got a little video for each section of this. So a character has a problem, but he meets a guide who gives them a plan, and so on. So I'm just gonna stop right there and go back. So when you think of a character in your brand, you're probably thinking of yourself, which is not really the way that we want to do it. So the character is actually your perfect fit client. It is not you. You are the guide. Okay, so when you're talking about anything in your brand, in your marketing materials, you want to tell a story, because that's what we're really, as humans, interested in. So if you can present your stuff as a story, right away you're going to just, you know, create more interest and intrigue in what you have to say. So a character, which is your perfect fit client, has a problem, but he meets a guide who gives them a plan and then calls them to action, which helps them to avoid failure and ends in success. So all of these are really important part of your brand. So a character, who is your perfect fit client? A problem, what are they struggling with? A guide, that's you, what's special about you? What's the plan, right? Like, you give them a plan and then you call them to action. Obviously, if you want to make any sales, you do have to call your audience to action, which helps them to avoid failure. So this one is really important too. We don't want to dwell on failure, but also we want to sprinkle it in like salt in the recipe, just to kind of, you know, what's at stake if someone doesn't work with you? And then ends in success. So you want to end with casting a vision for what your client's life could look like if they did hire you or work with you or purchase your product. So that in a nutshell is your brand script. This is a really important foundational piece of your marketing. So take the time, you know, figure out who your character is, figure out what the problems are, you know, all those kind of things. Definitely take the time and write it out and figure that out and get a really good handle on that, because it's just going to make everything that we do from here on out a million times easier. So like I said, just hop onto buildingastorybrand.com is the name of Donald Miller's website, and he's got some resources there. It'll pop up, I'm sure, first thing. And you can just sign in there and like create an actual story brand script, which is just a really handy thing to have in your marketing toolbox. So that's kind of the first foundational step of it. And then we're just going to get into actually what are we going to do with that next, right? So we always start with goals. Pretty much everything that we do, we start with goals. We love setting goals. We love talking about goals. We love achieving goals even more. You know, they're just a really good starting point for everything. So before I jump in, we do have a free workbook for this part on our website. It's under knapcreative.ca/resources. You can download it there. I'm going to run through pretty much everything that's in the workbook, so you can just do this on your own in a notebook if you prefer. But if it gets a little bit tangled or confusing, it's really nicely laid out in the workbook so that it's very, very easy to work through all of this stuff. So the first thing when you're setting goals is to kind of do a gut check. So you want to jot down what you'd like more of and less of in your life. So I would like, you know, more hiking and hoodies in my life, and I would like less drama, or, you know, like just literally it can be personal, it can be business related. Everything that you can think of that you'd like more of and less of in your life. So this is just kind of, we're going to return to this as we're going through your goals to make sure that you're still aligned with what you want your life to look like right now, and not just looking at like big picture future and then making your life miserable right now, basically. So it's something to just keep in mind as you're setting your goals. Second thing that you want to do is you want to examine the last 12 months. So this is for your business for sure. So you want to look at what drove the most revenue in your business, right? So, and if you've been in business for any length of time, you know that there can be a very big difference between revenue and profit. So we do need to look at both of those numbers for sure. So what drove the most revenue, and was it profitable as well? Did it fill your bucket? Like, is it something that you actually enjoy doing? Is it something that you can do more of, or that you would like to do more of? Do you have the bandwidth to do more? Like, what does that look like? So we just kind of want to see, we'll get to it on the next step of what we're going to do with this. But this is just really important information to have on hand. And then we also have to look at the other side of the spectrum. Like, what drove the least revenue? A lot of times you have really great ideas that maybe don't land quite the way they should have, or maybe they did work out once upon a time, but they're kind of outdated or they're not really working anymore. Just look at the things that really drove the least revenue in your business and consider if it's time to let it go. Because if you let that stuff go, then you can focus on the stuff that's actually driving the most revenue, which is dollars in your jeans. Obviously, that's why we're setting these goals. So just look at the last 12 months, look at your revenue, look at your profit, look at what you really enjoyed doing. And then we're going to try to just, you know, build in more of that stuff in your goals so that, you know, you can do more of what you love. So that's step two. Step three is actually setting your goals. So once you know what you want more and less of, and once you know what's going to drive profits and what's going to fill your bucket, all of that good stuff, then you're going to be able to set a goal for where you want to steer your business, right? So use the information from step one and step two to break out your offerings for the next 3 to 12 months. So this kind of just depends on you. For me, I do like to have at least a 12-month kind of game plan in place. But I really do bite off quarterly sections from that big, big picture plan. And honestly, usually by the end of the year, it's adjusted a little bit, but I do, you know, just like to have an idea of which direction we're going. So first thing you want to look at is your offer. So again, if you're looking at what drove the most revenue, then that would be your offer, right? So you'd want to do more of that. And of course, if you have new offers, you can build these in as well, for sure. So definitely don't forget about that either. So your offer, you want to determine the price that you're going to sell it at, and then your sales goal. Like, how much money do you want to make? How much revenue do you want to make? What do you want your take-home pay to make? And then how many of that offer do you need to sell in order to meet your goals? So that's kind of the first part of that. Then we also want to look at, as we're building out our marketing plan, we want to look at seasonal shifts that are really important. So, or any dates really in your life. So if there is, you know, if you want to take a vacation in the summer, make sure that you note that on your calendar. Or, you know, if maybe for us, I know September, I always say it's like the fall new year, because it's just got all the same feelings of the new year. It's like a fresh start. You know, but it's really awesome because nobody's broke from Christmas yet. So for us, it's a really good time to talk about goals and talk about this kind of stuff, just because it really serves the vibe that's out there and in that time of the year. So just take note of any seasonal shifts like that are applicable to your business. Maybe Black Friday is a really big deal, or Easter, who knows, like whatever you need to be aware of as far as like dates or launches, anything that you promote every year, or, you know, if you do have a product that it would be a really great time to promote, you know, maybe in July, just make note of that so that you can be ready in advance for that. So I actually do keep a running list of this as well. So this is just a written, it's super messy. I've had it for a couple of years and it's just a year at a glance. And I just write down like literally what's happening, what are people feeling in what month? And then that way I'm ready for it when it comes. Like I know that in November I have to get ready for all the reflection and gratitude. I know everybody is going to do a 12 days of Christmas post. So like how can we not do that and do something a little bit different so that we're still showing up in a really fresh way in December, you know? So like just all those little things, I've made so many notes over the years and it's just a really good idea to take to keep track of what's happening in your space because it's very, very, very good information to have down the road. So yeah, that's kind of like the background stuff for your marketing plan. Now, once you have all of that stuff in place, you're in really good shape to actually create a plan. So we haven't even dug into that yet, but yes, this is what's coming next. So now that you have your, you know, your goals, you have your seasonal shifts, you have a really great product and client experience, you've got your brand script, you know, all of that stuff in place, let's jump in and create a marketing plan. So for the marketing plan, every relationship, whether it's a personal relationship or a business relationship, you might have heard this before, it proceeds in the same order. So you're going to go from like being curious about something to, you know, being a little bit more invested and a little bit more, let's just compare this to a friendship, right? So you're going to meet someone across the room at a cocktail party, you're going to be curious about them, you're going to get to chatting. You know, and then maybe you guys are going to go for a coffee a little bit later, nurture that relationship, become close friends, and then eventually you're going to weave up some friendship bracelets and you guys are BFFs. It's really the same in the customer journey. So first someone's going to be attracted to you or your brand. They're going to be very curious about you. They're going to wonder what you're all about, you know, and then you're going to nurture that relationship. So maybe in the attract stage, they stumble across your website or your social media, and then they start digging into a little bit of your content, and that's the nurture phase where you're really providing them with a lot of helpful information. You're helping them to get to know you. You want them to like you. You want them to trust you, you know, all the good things. So that's the nurture phase of the relationship. And then next up, after you've nurtured that relationship, then it's totally okay to ask for the sale. So that's the invite stage of the relationship where you invite them into working with you or purchasing from you. And then once that's done, that, I don't know, that seems like a pretty good attract, nurture, invite, right? But there's one more piece. This is really, really important. That is delight. You want to knock their socks off with a really impeccable client experience. So all of these are equally important. Attract, nurture, invite, delight. If you're missing any part of this in your marketing plan, then you probably have a leak in your strategy, which is where a lot of people just kind of fall out. And that's where you stop, you know, getting the results that you want. So we're going to dig into each of these in really big detail so that you have a really good handle on each of them. So that's really what your marketing plan comes down to. So let's start with the attract one. So the number of platforms that we have to attract people to our brand is truly ridiculous. We totally understand that not showing up on all the platforms can feel like leaving opportunity on the table. 100%, I'm with you. Like they're so good. There's so many good ones. Like LinkedIn is awesome. Pinterest is awesome. Social media, like all the things are just awesome. So then how do you choose where you should show up, right? But I will say that's a bummer to feel like you're leaving opportunity on the table, but it's an even bigger bummer to diffuse your efforts over all of these things and then not really be effective anywhere. So that's what we want to get away from. So for me, I would say one platform or one, you know, yeah, really one platform in this section is enough, especially if you're just starting out. Like we want to create a plan that we can actually stick with, something that's sustainable, something that fits into our lives, all the things. And if we do five of these, I mean, you're just going to burn yourself out. So definitely start with one. If you have a good handle on one, then maybe consider doing two. But that, again, is going to depend on your goals, which we'll get back to later. So for me, the way that I would choose a platform that's a good fit for me, first of all, you need to know where your perfect fit client is hanging out. Like maybe they don't listen to podcasts at all. Maybe all of your clients, you know, so just choose something where your ideal clients might be hanging out. And then the other thing that you really, really need to consider is what are you good at? So you really need to lean into your personal strengths here to make a sustainable plan. Like if you're really sucky at writing and then you choose blogging, that's going to be such a slog. So, you know, maybe do YouTube because video is really easy for you, or, you know, speaking just organically is really easy. So choose something that you're good at. Fisher. So this is where all of your kind of long form content is going to live. So this is more for like the bigger, chunkier content, right? So the next section is nurture. This is what a lot of us think about when we think about marketing. Like this is where the social media comes into play, all of that good stuff. So like I said, you're going to have all of your big content living on one of these platforms, blogging and Pinterest, collaborations, podcasts, SEO, paid advertising, YouTube, speaking engagements, referrals. Another one that's really good for attract that's not listed in here, this is super random, is Ultimate Bundles. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but it's amazing. They just bundle up all of these services from all these different business owners that are in the same niche. And the client can buy a bundle and it's really cheap in the end, but you attract a lot of people to your brand. I've had some clients with some really, really good success with this, and I'm very curious to try it for myself too. So that's a good attract strategy as well. Like there's a million things that you can do. They're not all listed here, obviously, but how can you attract people to your brand? How can you make them get curious about you? And how can you just kind of, yeah, really get the highest reach possible? Definitely, I find a really good way to do this is borrowing other people's audiences. So if you can do that, it's a win for sure. Okay, so back to nurture. You're going to have your long form content living in the attract phase. And then nurture is going to be the social media. So what you can do is you can take out little bite-sized chunks of, you know, a blog post or a YouTube video or something like that, and you can put it into your social media. It's so much easier to create content. It goes so much faster. And then it's also kind of on theme. It makes it much easier to just be a little bit more strategic about it. So for this portion, I would say don't go on all the social media platforms. Same thing as before. If you're going to diffuse your efforts over the whole internet, you're going to have a bad time. So choose one or maybe two. You honestly don't need more than that. I know, like I said, it feels like leaving opportunity on the table, but until you have a good handle on your first and maybe second platform, don't add in more layers because it's not sustainable. This one I always say is kind of like learning how to juggle too, right? Like you don't start learning how to juggle by throwing 10 plates in the air and hoping that you can catch them. You're going to throw one plate in the air and you're going to toss it a few times. Then you might throw another one and then, you know, you're going to add in one layer at a time. You're not going to start with all of the things. So just start slow. It's okay. You're going to be much more effective once you add all the plates if you actually know what you're doing first, if that makes any sense. Another thing that I wanted to say here is don't just show up on your nurture platforms when you need work. So consistency, I know you've heard this before, that is what's going to get you out of that feast and famine cycle that you're in. Because if you're just showing up when you need work, no, like people aren't listening. They don't have the ears to the ground. They're not invested. They don't trust you. They don't know you. You know, like it's asking for a bad time. So make sure that you're consistent because consistency equals trust. But also know that consistently is different than constantly. So just because I say you need to show up consistently, that doesn't mean that you need to be showing up 10 times a day, every day of the week. Like that's not at all what I mean by that. If consistent for you means like 2 or 3 times a week on one platform, yes, commit to that. Do that consistently. Do what works for you and what fits into your life and just make sure that you continue to do it. We want to create a marketing plan that's sustainable and that really fits into our life because it's the only way that it's going to work. It's the only way that it's going to feel good. All right, so another part of the nurture one is also what do we talk about? That's always the first question, right? Like, I don't know what to put out on there. So this can work also for the attract portion, but I'm just speaking into the nurture portion. So first question, what do you have to offer? So you need to connect your content to your offer in order to make sales. Surprise. So a lot of times it's really tricky. Like people will be like, I need my content buckets and all of these things. But no, like look at your offer, look back at your goals. What are you offering? You know, that's where you start with creating your content. So that's the first part of it. Second part, how can you help? So I was hoping this was the next slide because I didn't remember, but this is perfect. So what do you have to offer? So that's the first piece of it. How can you help? So you want to provide quick wins for your audience. That's what we're all on social media. I mean, I know that it's not nice, but it's not intentional either. What's in it for me? That's what we're thinking on social media. So you want to help them win the day. You're going to be, you know, they're going to be hooked on your content. So You want to encourage them. You know, if there's something that they're feeling shame or guilt around, definitely, you know, let them know that they're not alone. Don't be patronizing, but just be like, hey, here's what you can do. Or I get it. Here's what I did. This is what helped. You know, that kind of content really resonates very, very well. So what do you do? How can you help? And then, of course, the third thing, what lifestyle are you creating with your content? So this one is a little bit picky or trickier to pick up. But really what you want to do is showcase a little bit of the lifestyle that you're creating. This is much more on a like subconscious emotional level. But let's just say, okay, so I'm just going to use myself as an example because it's so easy. So for us, if you purchase from us, our lifestyle that we're creating is more time. So how can I, you know, showcase that lifestyle? So not only I can do my offer, right? That's the Knapp Creative Toolbox. I can help them out by, you know, providing quick social media tips, things like that, time management tips, all the kind of stuff, the content that we already provide. And then what lifestyle are you creating? So that's going to be the lifestyle of more time. So I want to share time management tips, but also share that I do have time to do the things that I want to do, because that's kind of like social proof almost as well, where it's just like, okay, so this is the lifestyle that you're creating. What did they want their life to look like? What do they want to be perceived as? Make sure that that's coming through in your content as well. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your personal life behind the scenes, but in your imagery, you know, all the stuff that you're posting, just keep that in mind as you're creating your content. And that's really, really helpful on subconscious. It kind of just takes it to the next level. So you can do just the first two if that's easier. But the lifestyle that you're creating, it is an important part of the process as well. Okay, so I'm just going to go back. I know that we already talked about this, but again, so this is the exact same thing. So this is what you need to talk about. So what do you offer? How can you help? And what lifestyle are you creating? That's exactly what this is. So a character has a problem, but he meets a guide who gives them a plan, who then calls them to action, which helps them to avoid failure and ends in success. So if you look at them side by side, you will see that there's definite parallels. And this is, stories are what turn the noise into music. So this is what you want to do. This is what you want to include. This is what you want to incorporate and weave through all of your content. It's so, so good. So another thing that you're going to hear a lot of times from a lot of marketing experts is that you need to, you know, be authentic and let your personality sparkle and all of those things. I hate all of those buzzwords. I'm not going to lie. I feel so gross when I say them. But also, there's a lot of truth to that. There is a lot of, this is your competitive advantage. Like at the end of the day, we have a very saturated marketplace, no matter which industry we're in. Like we're all working in a global marketplace, which is insane. So there's a million other people that are doing the same thing as we are. And it's very easy to rip someone off. You know, it sucks that people do it, but it does happen. And it's just, they can take your color palette, they can take your pricing, they can take your offerings, like they can literally take everything that you have and copy and paste it and try to make it their own. But your personality at the end of the day, that's your advantage. So you need to use it, you need to lean into it. It really does warm up your brand and make it feel more, you know, it just creates those connections that much quicker and that much better. So sprinkle it through your content, like definitely when you're writing, make it sound like yourself. A really easy way to do this is to just, you know, as you're creating a caption, either drop it into a voice memo, like just dictate it if you're not really great at writing, or if you are writing it out, just make sure that you read it out loud back to yourself after you've written it, and chances are you're going to make a few tweaks because it might not just sound quite like you. So how do you want your brand to come across? You want it to be joyful? Do you want it to be elegant? Do you want it to be quirky? Like, what are the words that would describe the tone of your brand? Definitely jot those down and keep those in mind as you're creating your content. So when it comes to posting personal content, I know that's another thing. Like, you know, how are you going to make it shine with your personality? Well, post personal content. There's a fine line, right? So you don't want to post a ridiculous amount of personal content. Well, it depends on your brand, right? It really depends on your brand. It depends on you. It depends on your comfort level. For me, I know I'm quite a private person, actually. I don't like sharing a lot of my personal life behind my brand. But I do want it to feel like me, and I want it to be warm and friendly, but still professional. So that's very hard to do when you're not sharing any personal content. So for me, I just ask myself, like, what can I share? Like, I can share a lot about a little is what I always say. So I can just pick a couple of things in my life and just share that quite frequently, rather than sharing everything in my life, if that makes any sense. I hope that does. So, yeah, it's just really easy. So I'm fueled with compliments. I have 8 siblings. I'm a huge book nerd. Like, there's just certain things that I talk about kind of all the time. And the advantage of doing a lot about a few things is also that you're the first person to pop into mind, because it's just the frequency is going to be higher, right? So for this, it's very hard to go into your life and be like, okay, what are my 5 things that I'm going to post about? So don't stress it. Just go through a day or two and, you know, as you're going throughout your day, be like, could I document this? Would this be interesting? Would this be relevant? You know, anything like that. And you're going to have little nuggets that kind of do emerge. So really just an easy way to do it. Second thing that I will say, and this is so, so hard, don't second guess this stuff. Like, when you're laughing hysterically at your own joke on Instagram stories and you're feeling like a fool and you post it anyways, that's what's going to attract the people that are most like you. So those are people that are really a delight to work with. They understand you. They get you on a level that nobody else does. and I know it can be really scary, but it's definitely worth it. Like, don't second guess it. If it's funny to you, or if it's interesting to you, or, you know, just put it out there and it'll land. Like, you're not as unique as you think you are. There are other people that are just like you. so this is how you kind of find them. So definitely, yes, your personality is your competitive advantage. This is where the magic happens. This is where the really, really good connections and the really dreamy clients come in. So definitely use that to your advantage. All right, so the next phase of the customer journey, so they're curious about you, you've nurtured that relationship, now, you know, they're listening, they're interested, they trust you, you can invite them into working with you. That's the next section. So one thing before I jump into this, I want to say you need to be crystal clear in your social media what it is you do and who you do it for. Like that, like I said, go back to the brand script. This clarity is so, so, so important. Like, if I don't know what somebody does, it's not my job to figure out how to work with you, frankly, you know? So make it really clear, you know, don't get stuck in the nurture phase, and don't also just like get stuck in like the personality and all of that stuff. Like, you want to be very, very clear. We started with goals. You know, that's the piece that's going to actually get you dollars in your jeans. So let's not fake it. Like, this is not why we're here. It absolutely is. So yes, that's super important. Make it abundantly clear what you do and for whom. So ask people to take the next step in working with you. I know I've heard it a million times. I don't want to be salesy. If you're not enthusiastic about someone working with you, why the heck would they be enthusiastic about it? You know, like, it's not their job. It's your job. And also too, like, something that really helps me is, rather than being like, I want to sell, blah, 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 it's, I want to serve this person by. So just replace the word sell with serve, and it feels so much better. It lands so much better. And you really, your product and service is there to serve a need. So, yeah, just some really important stuff to kind of keep in mind. So, yes, be crystal clear. That's basically all I really need to say, I guess, about the important in the invite portion, is like, be enthusiastic and be clear on how people can work with you, because they're not going to pick it up otherwise. We need to be, you know, a little bit more aggressive maybe than is comfortable. All right, so delight is the next one. We talked about this at the very beginning. You want to have a great product. You want to have a great customer experience. Yeah, it really kind of speaks for itself. So that's where your referrals are going to come from. That's where repeat business is going to come from, you know, all the good things. So if you think about all of the stuff that I've just kind of thrown at you, it really does. So the customer journey goes in the order of attract, nurture, invite, and then delight. But when you're creating a marketing plan, if you're just coming, you know, from scratch, basically, like, if you kind of have to start at the beginning, start from the back and work your way to the front in order of priority, if that makes any sense. So you actually want to start with delight, right? That's the most important thing. You need to make sure that you have a really phenomenal product or customer experience. Then invite, you need to be really clear on your offer, all of those things. Nurture, that comes next, also very important. And then you can amplify everything by, you know, expanding your reach or attracting new people to your brand. Does that make sense? So yeah, first, delight. Half your job is done. Second, nurture and invite. Those two go hand in hand. Third, amplify your efforts by leaning into the attract strategies. Don't start with 100 things. Start with 1. yeah, so basically, yes, strategy first. Sorry, I did this backwards. Then the goals. And finally, the plan. So that's kind of the order that you want to build out your marketing strategy, or your marketing plan, sorry. Before you worry about what platform to be on and all the tactics that you're going to use, you really, really need to have your message, the foundational part of your business in place, who you're talking to, what's in it for them, all of that good stuff. Until you have a handle on that, it really doesn't matter which platform you're showing up, because you're not going to be effective anywhere. I know that's a bummer, but that's you know, just a little bit of tough love. Then you want to do the goals, and then you want to create a marketing plan that attracts, nurtures, invites, and delights your audience. Like I said, work in order, in reverse order if you're just starting out from scratch. But that's really it in a nutshell. I hope that this was helpful, and I'm really excited to see what you guys do with your marketing plan.